Make you feel comfy. Come forth. Arise. Good morning. Pentecost morning. Well, last week, our guest minister, Sue, left us with a cliffhanger story. It was from Acts, A-C-T-S, chapter 1. And she asked us, what's going to happen next? Because it was the story of Peter and his friends, and they were waiting and watching in the dark. Are you going to hold this for me?
Sure.
But maybe you could sit in the front pew.
Hi.
So, Peter, James, John, Mary, Mother, Jesus, lots of them in a dark room wondering if God would show up in a new way. Would God do something unexpected? And today's story that we've heard, something unexpected happened. And if you can remember, God sent help. Because behind closed doors in the dark, this is a cartoon version of the book of Acts in the Bible. Isn't that cool?
No.
In the dark, God sends help. The friends of Jesus are worried, but then a wind that whistles. Can you do whistling wind? It literally blows the window shades off the windows. Dust and straw are swirling around. And then, I've got another cool picture. This one, wind swirling around, the disciples with big eyes wondering what's going on. And then suddenly, flames on top of the friends of Jesus' heads. Isn't that cool? Here's a zoom in. Zooming in on the friends of Jesus with flames on their heads. Here's one for the crowd so that you don't feel left out when you pass that around. The friends of Jesus. And this flame that was above their heads did not burn them or hurt them. Okay, so you don't feel left out. Here's one thing that I'll pass around. So flames hovering above their head that did not burn or hurt them, but actually these flames warmed their hearts. Because they were feeling afraid, they were feeling lonely, they were feeling worried, which I think we all feel sometimes. But the flames of the Holy Spirit warmed them up. The Holy Spirit of Jesus had come upon these friends of Jesus, and they were getting warmed up. Their worries were turning into wonder. Their fears were turning into faith. And so that's the good news of Pentecost Sunday for us all, is that we remember the flames of Jesus' Spirit coming upon us and warming up our hearts so that we might speak new languages. And maybe we'll speak the language of love. Maybe we'll speak the language of peace. Maybe we'll speak the language of kindness. Maybe we'll speak the language of care. But when Jesus' Spirit warms up our hearts, we get to speak new languages. Do you have any extra ideas to add to that? Languages of love, language of peace, language of kindness. What other language might God inspire you to speak this week? Love, peace, kindness, care, generosity. Thank you. Are there more from out here that might encourage our children? The language of truth. language of gentleness. Truth, gentleness, generosity, equality, compassion,
respect.
Respect. Did I miss one? Liberation.
Thankfulness.
All these things that the language of love might inspire in us. Did I miss one? Mercy. Helpfulness. Hope. Oh, is someone writing these down, please?
I am recording the sermon, so that's good.
One more. Chocolate. You got that from the confession prayer, didn't you? That was good.
Okay, we're going to close our time by singing the song we just sang, but this time with actions.
Spirit of the living God,
fall afresh on me. Let's stand. I've got some cool actions. Some of you know these actions from your childhood. We go, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. But we're going to just wave a flame above our head like this. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And you can even wiggle your knees if you want to really get into it. And then melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And we're going to sing this every generation. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit. Okay, you can join your friends and family and parents. And let's pray a blessing on our children as they go back to their seats today. We pray that our children would continue to be surrounded by love, kindness, care, these other words that we've shared of generosity and peace and helpfulness and hopefulness, liberation, equality. And we pray for every generation in this room that we would all be surrounded by the Spirit of Jesus anew on this Pentecost Sunday. Surround us, Spirit. Love us, nurture us, accompany us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.